Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Happy Wednesday, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference. And I did stress happy, but I know it's not happiness for a lot of people in this area recently with the high winds and the flooding that's been going on. And Rob and I just wanted to remind you of a few things around this. Number one, we're going to have a lot of challenges with the weather, which we currently are having, and it's going to happen in the future. And one of the things that Rob and I really focus on is how it brings us together as a community, how it serves in that way, because tragedies are very difficult to go through. We know that there is a lot of loss. There's a lot of grief. We hope that you are processing your grief. If you're someone that's having that problem right now with flooding and losing your home, maybe, or your animals or your land or whatever, and that you're really taking the time to be grateful for everything else in your life to help bring some peace to you.
Yeah. Remember, even if the waters are receding and the wind is not blowing, the results are going to be lasting for some time. So help out all of those charities, including the animal charities. You know, they need a lot of food. The shelters need help. And just be good neighbors. This is the time to do that.
Yes, and allow that pulling together to stick with us, not just in hard times, but in all the times that are here for us.
Hey, we are happy to announce once again that Danielle Gibbons is doing a retreat with Mother. This is going to be an online retreat, and it's going to be in December on the 2nd through the 5th. So if you go to belovedpublications.com, that's belovedpublications.com, hit the event button, you're going to find out all about it. This is a great opportunity, and if you haven't had an experience with Danielle Gibbons and Mother Mary, you're going to be very surprised. That's really an interesting thing. So go to it, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, life force energy has been the basis of many discussions on this show, and today's guest, Richard Gordon, has made great use of it as the founder of his Quantum Touch Healing Method. Now he's taken a new look at the law of attraction with an approach that can actually work by turning it on its head. His new book, Hacking the Law of Attraction for Effortless Manifestations. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. You guessed it, that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Richard Gordon. Now, he's been a guest on the show before, but it's been a number of years since we've spoken to him. You remember that Richard is a best-selling author and founder of Quantum Touch. And he has over 45 years of experience in the field of energy healing, and his books have been translated into 17 languages. And there are certified practitioners and instructors of his work in over 50 countries. Quantum Touch was quite a revelation for us. And we wear his pendant every day, as we have been for, I believe, about 15 years. His newest book is another revelation. It's called Hacking the Law of Attraction for Effortless Manifestations. Richard, welcome back.
Hey, Rob, Brenda, what a pleasure to see you again, or hear you anyway.
Yeah,
same with us. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, look, here's something. Okay, we're talking about the law of attraction. People have been talking about this for years. People have been frustrated by it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And here's your very interesting take, and I'm going to let you run off with this. But you talk about this as if it's looking at the wrong end of a telescope. And that is when you try to believe that you already have something you desire, there is that nagging realization that you don't really have it. And that seems to sum up the basic approach to the law of attraction for many people and why they're frustrated.
Well, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because if you're lying to yourself, I have the car, the fame, the bikini body, the husband, the apartment, and all that kind of stuff, you're just lying. And you're going to fool the universe into believing you have something just by lying to yourself? And even worse than that, it's called attraction, not doing. And so when people are actively making their vision board and affirmations and trying to live as if, you're doing something, and that's not what allowance and attraction feel like. So it's a masculine energy to do a feminine job, and it's extremely ineffective. And every so often, you'll have one manifestation that slips through the cracks, and it works. And you know that it works, but you're frustrated because so often it doesn't work. So what I did was I actually figured out an easy way to allow it to work. And in the course of this, I'll just walk you through the essence of the process. But the book covers a lot more than that because it helps you heal the parts that are not allowing, and that's much deeper.
Yeah,
much deeper. Well, the premise that you have is really important, that quantum theory is not complete without including consciousness. Would you explain that?
Well, that's kind of like a little more advanced. What happens is when we are projecting our thoughts, our feelings, our beliefs into the reality will mirror what we are projecting. So our dominant belief, our dominant thoughts just keep repeating. That's why, you know, Mark Twain says history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. We keep taking our old traumas and projecting them into the future. Now, I'm working on a project to show scientists that you can spontaneously align people's hips and cranial bones without touching someone in a few seconds. And that shows that the mind is not confined to the brain, and it shows the quantum theory is incomplete. But that's not quite necessary for looking at the law of attraction here.
Yeah, that really is, you know, you're so well known for quantum touch and all of everything you went through to prove it. I love it. And, you know, I still use the, you know, what you used to refer to as your party trick of demonstrating by, you know, just putting energy on the psoas, in the area of the psoas muscle, how people's hips will align and, you know, get level again. So I think a lot of our listeners get it. So that's why they're going to be so excited about you looking at the law of attraction, because you break it down in a little different way. So what did they get wrong, really, when it came to the law of attraction?
They think that by lying to yourself and trying to convince yourself that you have something that you don't, you're going to attract it. But that's not how attraction works. Attraction is exactly the opposite of trying to live as if it's true. And there's a different metaphysics that I find incredibly useful. And that metaphysics is the realization that there are many possible futures. There's the future that you two could be in Paris tomorrow. It may not be likely, but it's possible, right? Now, what we do is we learn how to find a future that already exists, but it's one that you want. Out of all the possible futures, you find a future, and then you energize it, and we can talk about that in detail. When you send it enough energy and love, what happens is that possible future becomes the most probable future. And if you do it right, the way I'm teaching it, you can actually feel that future loving you now. And here's the huge point. The point is that unfulfilled desires are known to be the source of suffering. Mm-hmm. But using this technique, your unfulfilled desires can be a source of great joy. Once you've learned how to receive love from your future and having it change your physiology now, then you simply become a vibrational match with that future, and you're not trying to make it happen. You enter a state of deep allowance and ease and relief and joy and then gratitude, and then it attracts. So after COVID hit and my business was pretty much shut down around the world, I wondered how I'd pay my mortgage after 6 months or whenever I ran out of money. And what I found was that I couldn't do it logically. So I came up with this technique. And what happened, I was trying to sell some stock I couldn't sell logically, contacting everyone on Twitter, and the company wouldn't work with me. I'd had the stock for 14 years, and I couldn't do anything with it. So I did this technique, and within 3 days, my business partner gets a letter in the mail from a stranger in New Zealand asking about the stock. Within 3 months, I had about 3.5 years of income coming in from selling a portion of the stock. And there's more money coming in soon. Mm. So there's a series of insanely brilliant, surprising, outlandish miracles that anybody can receive, but they need to align themselves and not simply try to outpower to do the doing of manifesting. No, it's all about allowing.
Yeah. And so what you're saying too, Richard, is beliefs are not, they don't work here, because you try to believe that you already have this, so that if you say the mantra long enough and believe it deep enough, that you'll get what you want. So what you're saying is it's not even based on belief.
Well, you know, just your words, trying to believe is an act of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're finding a possible future. And you know it's possible because it's within the realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to believe that it's there. I just love it up. I send tons of love to that future. And if you do it right, as the way I teach, what happens is it comes alive. And then you can actually feel that future loving you and changing your physiology this second. You don't have to wait to feel the joy from that future. That future is already alive and becoming more and more vibrant, brighter and brighter, more intense. And that future loves you now. And what do you have to do to enjoy a hot tub on a cold night? Do you have to believe? Do you have to work at it to enjoy it? No. You sit back and you feel it. This is very much what it's like to receive. You learn how to become a receiver. And it ain't hard. It isn't complicated. I've taught it to children. I've taught it to a lot of adults. When I was living in Mexico, I taught a lot of people where I was hanging out in Tulum, Mexico. I had 5 people in one day come up to me and say that this little technique already changed their life within a couple of weeks of exercise and practicing it.
Right.
Well, maybe we need a new subtitle that says "Destroying the Work Ethic." You know, but at any rate, hold on, folks, because we're going to run off to a break. But what we're talking about with Richard Gordon, the author, is Hacking the Law of Attraction, his newest book. It's for effortless manifestations, and you're going to find out a little bit more about it, but we want you to buy that book, so stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we're making a difference today. Again, we're making a difference with Richard Gordon. He's the author of his newest, well, he's, you know him from Quantum Touch, and he now has a new book. It's called Hacking the Law of Attraction. It's for effortless manifestations. If you want to get in, find out more, you can go to quantumtouch.com. But Richard, I want to talk a little bit more about the philosophy of this, you know, how you were talking about loving up the future. And what I took from the book was that, you know, the future, it kind of grows us, it heals us. We're talking what they talk about in physics as it sounds like the field. Things already exist there. And you're choosing or you're allowing that field to come into your life. So it's already there.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
And that's why you're not trying to make up a story or trying to believe something that isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
You're finding where it actually is true, and you're feeding it and let it transform you. Consider this. If somebody had broken their leg and they're in the snow and they have to go 5 miles to get to a doctor, you know, trudging through the snow, it feels way too real.
Yeah.
And yet when you're having a wonderful time, it almost feels like you're in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And question, why is it that suffering feels so real and joy and gratitude feel like a dream? And the reason for this is the physical world is actually an illusion. Our bodies and possessions are illusions, but the love is that which is most real. And the more you connect with your love, the more real you become. And there's where it comes into manifestation. Manifestation is not bringing something from reality into our illusion. Manifestation is bringing something from the realm of reality into this physical illusion that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And there are countless possible futures. Any of them could manifest. But any joyous future you can imagine is actually more connected to source than you are. So that means there's more love and less suffering. It's more real than you are. You're not trying to manifest it. That new future is manifesting you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not, that brilliant future is healing you and transforming you. And so what you can learn to do, and we'll talk about this in a minute, is you can relax and let that future love you and heal you and transform you. And the secret is to be changed by love and having it fill your body. And you can feel it the minute you do it. You don't have to wait for the future. And the more love you feel, the more you're becoming real.
Mm.
And ultimately, the miracles that we seek is who you really are. Mm-hmm. And we're discovering ourselves through these manifestations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like the broad stroke of the metaphysics, but we can break it down much more.
Well, I want to just ask you, Richard, can anyone do this? I mean, absolutely anyone. And a lot of people might say you're using your imagination to imagine this future. So that's efforting.
Here's where it breaks down. If a person's addicted to self-pity, they won't succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people who won't be able to do it. If they're totally addicted to their self-pity, they're not going to succeed. They have to be willing to move out of that energy. But I give a lot of techniques and approaches to help people, even if they're wounded and really upset. Consider there's three arenas of our life: health, relationship, and successes.
Mm-hmm.
And usually people have at least one of these arenas that have some level of freedom. When you're trying to manifest something and you want to manifest something, it's easiest to work in the arena where you are already experiencing some level of freedom. And so we start with, wouldn't it be nice if? And that's a good beginning place to start choosing a manifestation. But I dedicated about 40% of the book to how you heal sufficiently if you're trying to manifest something in an area where you're more wounded and you don't allow yourself to experience that relief and that joy and that gratitude, where you're more blocked. Old beliefs, attitudes, thoughts, feelings, and so forth may tell you you're limited and you can't have this or that, and for various reasons, but we learn how to work around it.
And that's really the key to it. And that's that allowing part that you're talking about. So interesting, Richard. As humans, we seem to have so much difficulty or are so challenged by acceptance and allowance. We just seem to be so resistant of that. What do you think is beneath that?
Well, you see, our love goes deeper than our pain goes deeper than we want to know, but our love goes deeper than we can know. And we're so much more vulnerable than we want to acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has been wounded. It's part of the territory of the soul's journey to be wounded. And because we live in a culture that does not accept strong, intense, real, vulnerable emotion, for the most part, people tend to suppress it all. And then they keep playing out their past over and over again. The wounds of the child and adolescent continually repeat until you get through it. So what I found was an elegant way to help people learn how to receive. And it's not hard. In fact, you can do it in minutes. And if you have time, I'd like to walk people through a little basic process where they can start to experience it.
Yes, and go ahead.
Yeah, we have, before our next break, we've got about 4.5 minutes.
So
is that enough time
to
start?
Let's do it after the next break, because it's going to take more like 6 or 7 minutes to do it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that. So meanwhile, let's talk a little more about, you know, theory here, because you're, you know, obviously over 45 years working with energy, et cetera.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was really interesting to me, you know, and I wanted to emphasize this, as you said, you do a lot of training in this book. So you don't have to be an energy healer to be able to do this. You know, you know, if you are, great. Okay, that doesn't hurt, but you can do it without having all of that experience.
When I first discovered this technique, I was using energy healing to empower and charge up the new future. Mm-hmm. And I teach it in the book, but I also show you how to do it even if you don't know how to use energy healing. And I started teaching a ton of people in Mexico to test it out to see, can I do it without using the energy healing the way I had discovered it? And I found, yes, it absolutely works. And so I will show you the essence of the book on how to attract a particular miracle that you're wanting. And by the way, the functional definition of a miracle, since I'm using that word, is when something happens that far exceeds your highest expectations. And so it could be the expectation of a impossible parking place or a vast amount of money or a relationship or whatever it is that you want, finding the perfect place to live. Anytime the reality totally exceeds your expectation, that is a miracle.
Mm. Don't expectations get in the way, though?
Oh, I'm just saying the definition of the miracle is when the event exceeds your expectations. Okay. What happens is I'm going to show you how to use your expectations as an advantage and not a hindrance.
Mm. That's really cool. That will be key for all of us, Richard, because we tend to slip back into some of those old habits, even though we've had some successes. It's like the brain waved, you know, we need to create that new neural pathway, that one that we automatically go to by, you know, doing it and a few times and not allowing ourselves to slip back into an old pattern, because they're there all the time regardless, correct?
Yeah, but we don't have to worry about that because we're going to have fun.
There you go.
This isn't work.
Yeah.
We're not going to be working. We're not going to be trying. We're not going to be efforting. We're not going to have to try and make it happen. We're going to go the other side of the telescope, because that's the old model of I've got to change my beliefs, and I got to change my expectations, and I got to do the work. No, mm-hmm. We're not going to do any work. We're just going to feel great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you don't have to visualize now. In the book, when you read your example of how things unfolded for you in Mexico, and how the money came in.
Involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no affirmations. There's no candles, there's no meditation, there's no bells or whistles or attunements or gurus. It's just direct, and it just feels fantastic. So the entire exercise just gets you high.
Yeah. Well, you're actually teaching people to be who they really are. This is how we so beautifully and easily manifest when we get out of our own way.
Yeah. We're showing you how to let your future love you now.
Mm-hmm.
We're showing you how to let your future transform the present, because the past doesn't create the present. The future creates the present.
Mm.
But most people are subconsciously or unconsciously allowing their old beliefs and attitudes to be projected into their future. And then when they come back and manifest, oh man, here I am again.
Yeah.
I'm experiencing the same pain that I've had 100 times before. And it's just a slightly different set of characters or events.
Right.
It's the same thing again
same
and again.
Thing.
And so I'll show you how to move out of it.
Okay. Well, we're here with Richard Gordon. We're talking about his new book, Hacking the Law of Attraction for Effortless Manifestations. Stay tuned, folks. He's going to teach us all something. It's exciting, and it's going to be fun. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and we'll be right back.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy, live better.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The Novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order The Novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622. Or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power pH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes but don't know how? Conscious Talk Radio recommends The Necktie and Jaguar by Carl Greer, a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase the book, click the link in the sponsor section or go to carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We're here with Richard Gordon. The book is Hacking the Law of Attraction. And I'm going to let Richard take it from here because he's going to take us through his process.
This is a really short version of it, but I think you can start to experience it. If you think about, wouldn't it be nice if, don't pick the biggest one, don't pick a hard one, pick something. Wouldn't it be nice to hear from a friend I hadn't heard from in a while? Wouldn't it be nice to receive this thing? Wouldn't it be nice to get the award? Whatever it is that you want, just think of something that doesn't scare you, that doesn't make you feel sad if it doesn't happen. Just something, wouldn't it be nice if? And if you have that thought, what I'm going to have you do is imagine there are thousands and thousands of possible futures. And as if you're pulling a card from a deck, just choose that future that would make you really happy and bring it to yourself. Bring it forward. If it's to the left or the right in your point of view or high or low, bring it right directly in front of you. Let it get a little closer and start to send it love. Just love it up. You might imagine yourself in that future. You don't have to see it happening. Just see how happy you are in that future. Just imagine how good you're going to feel. Maybe I usually start with the emotion of relief. I feel how relieved I am that I have that thing. And then I start to feel the joy of that future. Because, I'm so relieved. And now I'm feeling the joy of having the thing or being the thing or doing the thing. And then maybe if you feel the joy, you'll start to feel the gratitude. But any degree is fine. So you feel the joy of it. So what I want you to do is I want you to just love up that future. Let that future get brighter. Let it get louder. Let it get a little closer to you. Let it become more alive. And just love it up. Just love, love, love that future. Give it lots of love. It makes it the most probable future. And then here's the crucial step. The crucial step is imagine you're in a hot tub on a cold night and you're just relaxed and feeling the warmth of the water. What do you have to do to enjoy the water? Nothing. You just kick back and feel good. Now, I want you to let that future love you as if you were in a hot tub and just feel how good it feels to feel that future loving you. And it should change the way you feel that you're breathing. It should change the way your body feels. Then you know you're succeeding. If that future is loving you and it's changing your body sensation, you've already succeeded. And all you have to do at that point is remember that future 5 or 20 times a day. Let it love you for a minute or three. Let it change how you feel now. And don't contradict it. Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Just every so often, just think about that future. Let it love you. Let it heal you. Let it have an impact on your physiology and be changed now by the future. Don't put a timeline. Don't worry about your expectations. Just let the future love you. And that's it. That's the simplest version of this technique. And you can all start doing it right now. You don't have to buy the book. You can just start. There's a lot more depth to it, and you can work on the difficult issues from the book. But this is how to get started immediately.
Mm. It's very relaxing.
Totally.
Very relaxing.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. I felt like suddenly yeah. Okay, I can just relax.
Yeah.
that's how you allow.
Yes.
That's what allowing is. It's allowing. It's receiving. It's a feminine energy. The masculine energy is the doing and making the vision board, saying the affirmations and living as if. That's masculine energy. This is feminine energy of receiving, allowing.
Mm-hmm. And it is. It's so interesting, Richard, because in that receiving, that allowing is what relaxes the body. It's just like, the body can finally relax. It's not having to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you had us at
Yeah, you had us at for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, folks, the book is Hacking the Law of Attraction for Effortless Manifestations. And, of course, it's Richard Gordon, and you know Richard from Quantum Touch. Now, we've got one more segment with Richard, so stay tuned because we're going to pick his brain on a few more things. You are listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, and we'll be back after these messages.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Conscious Talk. Radio that gives back to yourself. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back. And we hope you enjoyed that example with Richard Gordon. It was so relaxing. You could feel that future, feel moving toward that future. Brenda and I are sitting here going,
that felt so good. And it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was fun. So that's the effortless part. And so we'd be excited to hear about anybody's manifestation.
Absolutely.
As simple as that was. So, Richard, you talk about a number of other things in your book. I mean, there's always this idea of troubleshooting, et cetera. But there was something that you mentioned that was called a dark miracle. And why would we want to welcome something like a dark miracle?
Well, you can think back on any famous person who overcame something to get there, and that's almost all of them. Mm-hmm. Everybody had to go through, like Joe Dispenza got run over, and then he had to figure out how to heal himself so he could walk again and be fully functional. What you realize is when the worst things happen to us, it's always tragic. There's nothing good about it in the moment. It's just dark. But when you've learned to heal it, to transform it, you realize, oh my God, I could never be the person that I wanted to be had this terrible thing not happened. Mm-hmm. And then only in retrospect do you realize, oh my God, that was a dark miracle. Mm. Oprah Winfrey is totally abused as a child and molested and all kinds of horrible things, but she became this incredibly compassionate, empathic person. Mm-hmm. We all have our own darkest experiences, but when you learn how to get to the other side of them, then you realize they were actually miracles in the making. They're never miracles when they happen. It's just dark when they occur. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when you get to the other side of them, you understand that it was a miracle in the making. It wasn't a miracle at the time. And so what I'm showing you in this book is how to take the darkness, how to heal the old hurts, angers, shame, guilt, and fear, to transform it, to learn from it, to grow, to get to the other side, and then you can attract the miracles that are on the other side of that wound. And the miracles are what help us to become fully ourselves, because we're actually unlimited, but we're led to believe that we're broken, flawed, and limited. But that's just our conditioning and the culture.
Yes, it's so profound when you can take something that appears to be so tragic. And it is in the moment, like you said, very painful in the moment, shocking sometimes in the moment. But and we're going back to that allowance again, Richard, where we allow that particular experience actually transform us, correct?
Yeah. Actually, it's work. There's work involved. Because you need to finish the wound of the child, the adolescent, the young adult. You need to release the hurt, release the anger in self-actualized ways, maybe change the past. I have a whole series of techniques for processing the stuff, how to understand why we're attracting the negative realities that we want, that we've allowed, and then turn them into something that you truly desire and let them be transformed entirely. So you can take the darkness and turn it into a miracle. And that's what I spent a good chunk of the book on, is how to receive the miracles that you can receive now, and then how to do the inner work to receive the miracles you're not ready for. So this is one more really crucial point, which is when you say, oh, I'd really love to date this person or have this experience, and what do you get? The exact opposite of what you wanted. You can understand that this is the beginning of what could be a dark miracle for yourself. And when you program and you hold the desire to allow and receive something, you're either going to get it or you are often going to get the exact opposite of it as well. But all it's doing is showing you where you're still broken.
Yes.
It's not like you did it wrong. It's showing you, oh, I'm still wounded in this area, and for whatever reason, I'm not ready yet. So that means we have a little more work to do. Failure means your beliefs aren't working yet. And that just means you need to do some more inner work to heal it.
Right.
So that's why I spent so much time. I spent as long writing this short book as I did with any of my longer ones, because I just wanted to get everything as clear and useful as possible.
Yes. And instead of beating ourselves up when we get the exact opposite of what we wanted, which is a dark miracle, instead of beating ourselves up, we can understand that there's some place we're still wounded and that perhaps we're just not ready yet to receive it.
Right. Or you could check that one off the list.
No blame, no punishment.
That's really important. That's right. Well, and, you know, we always come back to the importance of inner work. And as you said earlier on, when Brenda asked, well, can anybody do this? And you said no. You know, somebody who's in a victim consciousness, et cetera, who hasn't done those kinds of things. If you haven't done the inner work, and that's what's so great about this book, because of the emphasis on the inner work. And so you're building, so there are no mistakes, because each time you take something off the list that's in the way.
Correct?
Yeah, yeah, it's really true. And we start, I'm beginning to get to the point in my life now where when something really crappy is happening, I'm going, oh, wow, this could be a miracle in the making. It isn't a miracle yet, but there is something I need to see here, you know, something I need to heal and transform. I remember teaching a technique like this that was related to this to a fellow who was having like lifelong allergies. We have a technique called self-created health. You might look up on our website. And every time his allergies would come back, he'd say, oh, my God, I'm going to get to love myself more than I ever did before. He transformed the allergies, but it was just a little dark miracle happening for him that, oh, I'm feeling symptoms again. Let me see why I created it. He learned how to find the emotional cause. He processed the emotions. And he'd actually be excited when he started having symptoms because he knew he was going to love himself better at the end of it than he did when it started.
I had a friend who demonstrated that to me. It really, really helped me a lot after a difficult summer. A couple of things had happened, and I was relating what had gone on, and she said to me, wow, I can't wait to see what happens next. You know, what are you going to do next?
Yeah,
And I got it, totally. Yeah.
Do you think, Richard, this is kind of off the beaten path, but do you think we take life way too seriously?
I think most people take life too seriously. But at the same time, I know somebody who's very happy-go-lucky, but he never deals with his inner child issues.
Mm.
And so he never grows up. And he's very happy-go-lucky, but he is also in some ways pretending to be helpless. Mm-hmm. And so that doesn't work either. So there's no simple answers. Simple answers are just simply not thinking it through. We need to be totally honest and real with ourselves every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But when, you know, Buddhism teaches, generally speaking, that desires cause suffering, I would counter that and say, yes, you can suffer from unfulfilled desires, but if you learn to use this technique, your unfulfilled desires can be a source of unfathomable joy.
Mm.
And therefore, we trump and transform the old classic Buddhism. You see, you don't want to be a person who is attached to your desires or feeling suffering from your desires. You want your desires to bring you joy and miracles. And that seems more fun.
Yes,
yeah, it
does.
It definitely does.
That's a completely different perspective on it. Absolutely.
Well, and that's turning the telescope around, folks. That's,
yes.
Exactly.
You know, looking through the correct end of the telescope.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Well, folks,
how
the book
is... How to receive with ease and not struggle.
Yes. That's
yes,
it.
Yes. A lot of grace in your work, Richard. Thank you so much. The book is Hacking the Law of Attraction. It's for effortless manifestation. Everybody needs to read this book and follow it, and we'll have a different planet as a result of it.
And for more information, you can go to Richard's website, and we highly recommend all of his books, but his website is quantumtouch.com.
So Richard, from our hearts to yours, thank you for the wonderful work you do and the beauty of who you are. And folks, thank you as always for tuning in. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Conscious Talk, food for the soul, is our mission for nutrition.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.